Thank goodness for alternative procedures. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. What was the president trying to tell us yesterday? That alternative procedures get results. He didn't provide details of the alternative procedures that the CIA has been using to interrogate terrorists. He did say that they're not torture, but he also made it clear that these non-torture alternative procedures worked really well. This non-torture got people who were trained to resist interrogation to spill their guts. This non-torture helped us get the mastermind of 9/11. It helped us catch 86 Al-Qaeda robots who were ready to fly planes into buildings on the West Coast, blow up Heathrow, and attack the Brooklyn Bridge, which is clearly good news. But the president, talking to Katie Couric, also said that the CIA has been forced to end these non-torture interrogations for fear they might be construed as illegal under the Geneva Convention.
Because CIA officials feel like the rules are so vague that they cannot interrogate without being tried as war criminals, and that's irresponsible.
Which is why he's asking Congress to pass an unambiguous law to legalize it. The president didn't describe the non-torture that finally got the tongues to wag. His critics would say that's because it actually is torture. I prefer to think it's because we don't want the terrorists to know what pussycats we really are. In any case, the president knows that it's hard to criticize results. And he wanted to make it clear that this alternative non-torture strategy gets results at a time when getting results from the Iraq strategy is like pulling teeth. I'm sorry, did I say pulling teeth? I meant alternative orthodontia. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.